Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
...97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors. Boy, welcome back. The month has just flown by. Now, maybe part of that is because I was out of the country for the first 2 weeks. You think that could be it, Bo?
It's probably that, and probably the good sleep you got on Trump Force One going to Italy and back,
well,
I hear.
You know, you gotta travel first class. Anyway, that means that, of course, the Memorial Day weekend is coming up, May 24th to the 27th, and guess what happens every year about that time? The St. Louis County Greek Festival. It's fantastic. Greg Simos, one of the organizers, and it's great to have him back with us right now. Greg, how are you?
Good. How are you? Good morning.
Doing fine. We're glad to have you on here. And it's something I know that's just a tradition for so many people in the St. Louis area.
It is. It is. We have been doing it in this current location for over 40 years and in the old church location. So we've been doing some sort of festival for almost 80 years now.
Well, during the Greek festivals that I was aware of and was part of over the years, before they happened, you guys were famous for going around to every radio and TV station and dropping off goodies, sweets, baklava or baklava, however you want to say it. Do you guys still do that? Because I have nothing in my inbox over here.
I think something can be arranged.
we're not shy about begging for food around here, Greg, as you can probably tell. They do that, Bo, in fact, because I remember at Channel 4 for years we'd have them on as guests leading up to that weekend.
Yeah.
And we'd do live shots out there and all of that, and they had to teach me how to say spanakopita. Right? Did I do that right, Greg?
You did a great job.
Thank you. Thank you. All the different pastries. And the greatest thing about that, and I actually have a neighbor who is still involved. Greg and I know a couple people in common. And she's one of the ones for years, she and her mother, who helped get together and bake a lot of the baklava. So we've always, fortunately, the last couple of years, gotten a sample of some of that eventually going to go into the sale. So that, you have, it's like, homegrown, right, Greg?
Yeah, almost everything is made by the parishioners at the church. It's all fresh. It's all made that day. It's a tradition. People seem to enjoy coming out to it, and we enjoy putting it on. It's kind of one of our things that allows us to spread our culture to the community, and we enjoy it.
I love it. I love it. And you have a lot more going on than just the food. I didn't mean to go straight to that, but I'm a wide body, so that's where I focus on. But the church tours, let's talk about that, because for people that have never seen it, what can they expect when they go on the church tours? And are they guided or just a free for all?
So no, you can go into church anytime you want, but there are guided. I believe there's four during the day that are guided tours. And yeah, our church was made after a Byzantine basilica. We have all the walls are covered in iconography that was painted in Greece. And then the painters came, it was painted in Greece on canvases. And then the painters came over and basically wallpapered the canvases onto the church. And it's beautiful. It's a piece of art.
Well, that's awesome.
It's great that people have an opportunity to go in and see all that. People can go to stlgreekfest.com to get more details on it and to get in there and take a look. They're telling people this year, maybe reminding them, I think maybe it was this way last year, but you've gone cashless. Is that correct?
We did. Last year was the first year we went cashless. I think it went really, really well. So we're continuing that. And we're just excited.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Greg, hey, I don't know how you keep track of attendance, but what would you say is like a record year and how many people come out to the Greek Fest?
Last year was the biggest one we've ever put on. First one back since we did, curbside ones through COVID. So it was our first one back in person. First time ever that it didn't rain in those 4 days. And it was easily, we eclipsed 20,000 people.
Wow. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Just to remind people, it's going to be Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. You got plenty of opportunity to get out there over the holiday weekend. They've got the Greek folk dancers throughout the day, Friday night, and then throughout the day on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. That's something, in terms of experiencing the culture, that's something I'm sure you encourage people to check out.
Definitely. Our Greek dancers, they're all youth. So everyone is, low 20s or below, down to our little kids who are adorable. They're award-winning. They're a sight to see. And we have a live band playing the weekend, playing traditional Greek music. So we want everyone to come out.
And Greg, let's talk about the 5K that's going to have, actually 5K or 10K. Let's talk about that quick before we let you go.
Yeah, so Saturday morning, we are sponsoring what we call the Ready, Set, Give, and it is a fundraiser for Focus, Gateway Focus, which is an Orthodox charity that we help out. They work out of the city. So, yeah, you can sign up you can go to stlgreekfest.com and go to the link, a Ready, Set, Give link, and sign up for that.
Well, that's awesome. Fantastic. Hopefully you found something to get my friend Nick Zervos to do over the course of the long weekend.
It is one of my top priorities to make sure Nick works.
I am personally glad to hear that. He deserves to put a little sweat into all this for sure. Greg Simos, hey, listen, thank you for your time, and best of luck with the St. Louis County Greek Festival this year.
And I appreciate you guys having me on. Yeah, thank you.
I do have a question. Hold on, Greg.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Is it gyros or euros? Can you explain?
It's euros.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
A gyro is like a gyroscope or something, I think. Oh, that's what you're thinking.
Whatever, Mr. Elon Musk, whatever.
Yeah, the G sound in the Greek language is a G sound. So, like, my name's Greg, but in Greek, it's a Grigori. There's no actual hard G, so it's gyro, not gyro. But we'll still serve you one.
Okay. I bet you would.
They are indeed delicious, for sure.
Yeah,
Have a great weekend. Thank you.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
All right. We appreciate getting you on here and talking about that. Oh, he brought up the Greek influence on the church out there and the temple and the Byzantine and all that. I didn't really talk about this earlier in the show, Bo, but when we toured southern Italy, the southern part of Italy was occupied by Greeks in the Byzantine era, and there's a huge influence down there. A lot of the churches have that influence in it, in the architecture, and it's just beautiful.
And for those that don't travel across to Italy, you could head out to the St. Louis County Greek Festival and get all the things. Like, right? No. It's kind of like my Ark Encounter thing.
Yeah,
so,
well,
you know,
done. Yeah,
very similar. All right. Well, that's going to wrap it up, buddy. Good to have you back in the saddle again.
Thank you. I'm just catching up for my jet lag. I appreciate that.
And just now? What the heck? All right. Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors. Spread the word about the show and share it if you will. You can get us on the Odyssey app where you can back it up and listen to it again if you like. But have a great rest of your weekend, everybody.
All right.
See you, Mark.
See you, boys.
See you, boys.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app